What about a knoll? Does this mean anything to you?
No, I wouldn't know much about a knoll.
Okay. What's the difference? Is a mountain a big hill? A great big hill?
It's pretty good sized hill.
We don't have any mountains down here.
This is all pretty flat land, isn't it?
Now, we have a place that's called Scutchlow Hills, right down below Utica here. It's 10 or 15 miles from here. And it's just hilly from there, from on Fort Gibson, man, right on down to Claiborne Johnson. There's one hill right after the other. There's hollows up and down. Now, like you was coming, did you come from, how'd you come over here?
This time I came through Raymond.
Did you come from Meridian?
No, from Jackson.
Oh, you just flew to
Jackson.
Now, over towards Meridian, there's some awful long hills between Jackson and Atlanta. Long, a quarter of a mile before you get to the bottom, just slope, just a gradual slope, and then go back up, you know, and then down again. A lot of land like that over towards Meridian.
I've never driven that in that section. I've been in Meridian. Then one of these things that you don't have in this area, a great big hill, it would still be called a...
No, we wouldn't have no mountains. No, we ain't got no mountains.
Okay. Since we don't have mountains here, you might not be familiar with some of these that I'm going to ask you anyway. What about a gap between mountains, a place where you can go through mountains? Would there be anything you'd call that?
No, not here. But I have seen them. I've been in Kentucky and Pennsylvania and different places like that where you keep on going around through them gaps. But okay. We haven't got nothing like
that.
They
call them gaps or passes or
notches?
Yeah,
pass through there.
Okay. If you're driving along the mountain and you look down one side, there's a real steep drop off. You'd say, boy, that is a rocky.
Rough looking down there.
Look. Would you say cliff or bluff?
Yeah. Well, that's a you call it a cliff. See, I've been all out through the Appalachian, on from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, plumb on to Niagara Falls, places like that. And I've seen some rough country up through there. They got them up there.
Have they?
Yeah. Rocks and everything else.
A place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded.
That's a dock, but we haven't got none of them around here.
Right. If a river is going along and suddenly it comes to a drop-off, then it falls.
That's a fall.
Right. What kinds of roads are there, according to what they're made of in this area?
Well, the biggest part of the road through here now is something they call a blacktop. They're more like they use sand and gravel and crystal or some kind of a like tough material to put in with it, make it stick together, you know, and then make it waterproof too. The water won't go in.
What kind of road is this down here, next to the church, the little road that goes back?
That's a gravel road.
Okay, and then if you don't have gravel on a road, then you just have a plain old
dirt road.
Okay.
And did you know? When they got it to petition to build this road from here out to 18 Highway, I voted against it. I told them I didn't want to have to shoot my horse every time I got on the road.
Is that right? When they're paving a road, they put down gravel and they use some black sticky stuff to hold it together.
Yeah, black tar.
Tar.
It's a form of tar that they get out of some of these oil wells like that. Lots of them come from Atlanta, Mobile, to places over there, it's hauled in here.